Drága hölgyek, urak, folytatjuk is a szabad esést. Olyan szinten esünk szabadon, hogy be is estek már az új vendégeim, Honyec Ferenc és Rani Krizsa, akik együtt is, és még rajtuk kívül vannak néhányan a csapatban, a The Garland Band alapítói. És ugye megengeditek, akkor angolul fogunk többnyire velük beszélgetni, de még mielőtt belekezdünk bármibe, magyarul köszöntöm Honyec Ferencet, szervusz!
Szervusz, én is köszöntöm a hallgatókat.
Let me welcome you, Rani Krizsa. It's pleased to meet you.
Thank you. Really happy to be always in Budapest. I can't remember how many times, but every time it's a pleasure.
Really? Yeah, how many times have you been here?
I think I played here
14.
40 times.
Maybe, yeah. I've been here with Sting at least 3 times, and then with Ferenc, always working on studio and on the music of Garland Band a few times. Yeah. I guess 6-7 times.
When you played with Sting, it was a few years ago. That was in the Hero Square, right? If you remember the square.
What street? It was no. Actually, the first time, let's say 2004. That's the first time.
Oh, that was the connection concert.
Yeah, the
Kapcsolat concert.
Yeah, the huge thing. I think.
Yeah.
70,000 people were outside.
Oh yeah, I remember. Yeah. Believe me, actually, on that square, on that place, they built now a museum.
Wow.
So it's there. Actually, that was a wonderful big place. Mm-hmm. Now it's nice as well.
Fantastic.
But that was the place for these kind of huge concerts. But anyway, that's all about the past. Yeah. Let me ask you just for one thing, because this mic works much better. So please pull it to yourself.
Yep.
And
one. Hey.
How is it? How is it now?
I don't hear myself, but when if it works, fine, because I can still.
Yeah. I think it's better. Yeah. I think it's a bit better.
Good.
Okay, now it's much better. Mm. Okay, so now let's talk about your relationship, your musical bridges, what you go through together, and what are you working together now?
Well, Ferenc, go ahead.
The star group in the Master and Disciples, Mester és Tanítvány együttesnek az egyik alapító tagjaként, basszusgitárosként.
Nem tegnap dolgoztam. Volt, de olyan, mint a tegnap
93-96, és minek után kifáradt a zenekar hamar, egy 3 év alatt, ezért mivel folyamatosan a fejlődés, a tanulás vonz inkább ebben a zenei kulturális életben, illetve a fejlődés, tehát hogy más hangszereket is lássak, halljak, és esetleg tanuljak rajta. 2000-től az irkelt a hárfa, az megtalált, mint hangszer, a Dominic Miller lemeze kapcsán, ez kötődik ide azért, mert születésnapomra kaptam egy Dominic Miller First Stars című lemezt, és gyakorlatilag ott az kész, el is felejtettem a rock múltam, és elcsendesedtem.
eljön az a kor. Dominic Millerrel egyébként Rani is játszik, igaz?
Igen, hát nekem úgy tűnt fel, hogy a lemez után, az ajándék CD után megnéztem a YouTube-on, hogy egyáltalán ő milyen környezetben játszik, milyen zenészekkel, milyen formátumban. És furcsa érzésem volt, mert valahogy arra gondoltam, hogy én velük fogok zenélni. Ez nyilván nem kürteli az ember nagyon bele az éterbe, hanem úgy eltettem magamnak, és először megtanultam a hangszeren rendesen játszani, de hip-hop eltelt 15 év, és gyakorlatilag egy magyarországi kiadó megkeresett, hogy csináljunk egy hárfás lemezt, és ennek kapcsán kérdezte azt is meg, hogy kikkel csinálnám meg szívesen. És én elég bátor voltam már akkor is, illetve azt gondolom, hogy benne vagyok már abban a korban, hogy szeretném magam kvázi kipróbálni, és olyan külföldi zenészekkel dolgozni, akik esetleg jártak itt, vagy elérhetőek. És pont abban a stúdióban vett fel a Rani Krizsa és az Aldi Meola egy duettlemezt.
A Tomtomban? Vagy
nem, ez
külföldön volt?
Nem, itt a Török Bálinti stúdióban. És így megvolt a kontakt, itt kaptam meg őt egyáltalán. Elküldtem neki 2 dalt, amit a hárfára írtam, amivel nem válaszolt, ezért küldtem még 2-t.
Rani, we talk about you didn't give an answer to Ferenc. You didn't give an answer to him on the email.
The first time. Two songs.
Oh my God.
No, it was no problem. Just I send you more than 2.
Okay. Well, when was the first time? 2015?
Yeah, I think.
Oh my God. Okay.
You never, never give it up. Never give it up.
Yeah.
Give sending messages.
Yeah.
So so this is how you met. And then what happened when Ronnie answered your email?
Just look. Yeah, because ADL management gave me some information about him, and I write for him. But look, I'm play harp. I'm looking for a musician for the album. If you have time and if you need something, please come and work together if you want. And then Adi Melo management call me and translate me about what he wants. Airplane tickets, hotel. I was crazy. Okay, come here.
So you were nice. You were in the middle of the famous musicians in the group with
just looking for
with great people and
looking
great musicians.
For the partner, yeah, who understand me, understand my material, and he like it. That's music, and he want to play sophisticated music or something. Mm. It's very interesting. After recording the album, the first album. 2016.
Yeah,
it was just a trio. It's very sophisticated music, just play harp and percussion and singing, just like a trio. And but now is I would like to change the next album right now.
Okay, and let's talk about the new album that you record now. Yeah. And I'm really interested in your basis on this album. So you flew here for 3 days now, and
exactly,
is it enough to record this album, or it's just a few songs
for him? Yes,
for you. It's just one day, the others are just playing.
It's just I mean he Ferenc always let me be part of the process, so he would send me even the first steps of the songs, the demos, so, and he let me know about any progress he made. So now the songs are almost done. So I came yesterday, and I'm really quick guy in the studio because I don't want to get bothered. So I go in and deep and dig deep in the music and focus a lot, and I want to catch that momentum and stay in the flow. So I'm like in trance. I listen to the music, and all of a sudden I make pictures in the air. So I always visualize the music. So it gives me, music should give me always like pictures, and once I got those pictures, I know what I'm gonna play in. I know what I'm gonna be playing. So it's quick sometimes because I don't wanna miss the moment. That's why Ferenc always witnessed me being quick in the studio. Yeah, we just worked today, the whole day. I mean, we did like 5 or 6 songs. So yeah, it's a great. I love Ferenc's music because you know, the most of time I'm going on those big stages with those famous people, and I love also enjoy the minimalistic music with really a great approach and honest music, well composed and well meant. You know, it gives me like a freedom. It gives me, takes me back to the purpose why I started it at the first time playing music. And yeah, I can identify with the music, and I love the sound of the harp, and it's still pop music. This is what I like about it. It's pop music, but it has really, it's rich in terms of melodies, harmonies, and colors.
It's so interesting what you say. It's more intimate music and more honest, you said. But I don't think that you wanted to say that the pop music is not honest, because it can be. It can be honest. It cannot be. Yeah. It cannot be honest also. But what was the biggest difference when you started to play with Ferenc? The biggest difference from playing with Sting, maybe.
Well, I mean, both of them are musicians. Sting is also a musician, and he's an instrumentalist, which means he plays an instrument. And yeah, I mean, Sting had the luck or whatever, he attracted the luck, which makes him famous. But on the basic is the same. Both of them love their music and they identify with music they're doing, they're composing, and yeah, they have lots of stuff in common, not for a reason Ferenc likes Sting's music, because it's kind of bohemian music, yeah. Also, but structure is more pop music and rich melody. Well, this is what I like about Sting's music, and also for Ferenc's music, you have melodies.
Yeah.
And also Ferenc, same as Sting, also he's open for ideas. Ferenc doesn't dictate me what to do. So I always have the freedom, and this is for me very important to start working with someone. I don't like someone dictating me what to do. So I love being free. You have to trust me. You call me and I do the job. Otherwise, you don't need to call me at first.
You're strict, right? You're strict.
Yeah, I like being free.
Yeah.
In my work.
Free, yeah, and straight.
Career. Yeah.
We are going to listen to your music now.
Okay.
There's a solo with the Garland Band, and this is actually only drum.
Oh
percussion.
My God! Okay.
So we're going to listen to it. I hope we are not losing anybody, because then we are coming back.
Yeah.
And we continue talking on the new album.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Let's just have some fun.
Great.
So, ladies and gentlemen, hölgyeim és uraim, itt van velünk Hanyac Ferenc és Rani Krizsa, akik a The Garland Bandnek, illetve a Garland Banddel rögzítenek most egy albumot, és meglátogattak bennünket itt a Rádiókaféban, úgyhogy meghallgatjuk Rani Krizsa szólóját The Garland Bandtől. Figyeljetek!